And of course, the natural power. What is the power of nature? Power of nature is observable in the behavior of animals. What do? They just try, yes, they do this to carry on the life. So in a way, life is carrying on by a force in living creatures, which is always the same. An elephant tries to remain alive as much as a cockroach and me. So that's in me. It's trying to keep me alive. And it's looking to my interest. This is something in this biological machine. What should I do with this? Can I get rid of it? Of course not. This is my life. So it should be there. But it should be controlled, because I'm too big for this. Aren't you too big for this? Because this is something that a monkey will manage. But more than that, and I want to be more than that. So the monkey should be limited. The monkey should be in cage, because I want to have party. I don't want my friend to get acquainted with my monkey, because that's not the meaning of getting together. So there should be a me. That's what we are talking about, right? Okay. Let's go back to book two. He explained all this analysis, different stuff you will see, inshallah. Future. He made a very good analysis of the human being, attitude, and what should be done. Mainly, in one word, was what should be done? Polishing. Polish, polish, and polish. You don't need to add something to yourself. This is another obvious difference between this and, let's say, official education. In official education, you are there to add some information and understanding to yourself. Here, we are here mainly to get rid of some of it. Because the machine was made to run. Now we want to transform it to a limousine so the guests could sit in. We need a lot of places. We have to get rid of useless stuff in here. Like what? The obvious stuff which is in you. Like all animals, and it's useless, is your anger. Quoting Rumi is khashm wa shahwat, means appetite and anger. These are two stuff that we don't need anymore. It was needed in animal time. We don't need it, and it is dangerous. Once when we got angry, the only thing we could do is to do this. Now you could kill the fellow, you could have a gun. So logically we cannot afford to get that angry. And in the moment of anger, you can do nothing about it. Before that, all these practices to quieten down that reaction. Remember, our problem is reaction. Before we have opportunity to act, this animal will react. It is made so. Right? Suddenly it will react. Therefore, we are trying not to convince the animal. Tamed. How do you tame an animal? Oh, it needs patience, kindness, and understanding. That's why we explain the animal part too much. We look like anti-logical fellows because we nag about the apple a lot. We don't knife out it to kill it. We are analyzing it to tame it, to understand it, to understand why it jumps out, why it does this, and how could we control it. We are trying to control the animal. Where were we? We were somewhere that Rumi was talking about the subject we were talking about. You cannot give up to that animal, and you cannot think that the animal is resting. You cannot rest, because even when you rest, you're doing something. Remember, you are the doer. The animals, they are doers and non-doers. They do something, then they sleep. Have you seen them? The herbivores, they need so many hours a day to sit down and re-chew whatever they were chewing before. It's like chewing tobacco. Same thing. And if it is the habit, it wastes your time. Remember that there is no resting. We are walking. We are walking with the time, because our time is not only present. The time of a cockroach is when? Have you ever seen a cockroach talking about the Russian Revolution?
Could be.
Doesn't exist for them. They walk all over this pyramid. They don't give a damn, because for them, life is now. For us, we know about 60 million years ago. Remember? That Sylvia Stone who took up a piece of earth and created the moon. We think about it. We know about it. That's what time is. You know what's time for me? My contemporary people, or the people I really converse with, are dead for so many centuries. This is one of them. Literally, I'm living with this guy through the book. This is what we can do. You can talk to some fellow in Japan, real time. This is not the time of the animal. It's different. We have to organize it. First thing first. We're talking about a subject. I hope you remember what the subject was, because if you don't, we have to go back. It was... It was a conversation. I told you this is one of the longest talked about subject in philosophy. Believe me that in 4 years in that college, we mainly talked about this, because that's the basic of understanding. Form and the essence. Form, we know what form is, almost. And essence, we think that we may be right. We don't know what the essence is, really. He's trying to talk about form and essence. And he said, these are two servants given to you very cheap. And to you, they are just servants. But you should realize there is a hell of a difference between these two. Because one is representative of haqiqah, means haq. The other one is representative of what? Think a little bit. First is haqiqat. Haqiqat is essence, right? So you see, it's melancholy. We're talking about beyond the logic, blah, blah, blah. The other one is form, which is واقعیت. فی الواقع there is a form, reality. I mean, let's go of all the illusion. The form is not bad. We just said between form and essence, essence has a priority. Understand that. But they are bonded together like what? Should I give you a, I don't know, G for failing this question? Chicken and egg. Rumi said they are being created from each other like chicken and egg. There is not even a beginning. Yes, beyond the logically for us, it started with chicken. But yeah, it started with essence. The essence was his will, and the rest just happened. So form and essence are that complicated. You see, each time I bring in another dimension, you understand why it could go on for years, that conversation about form and essence. And it's very important for us because we are talking about the essence of life. Form of life is the animal form, which is not bad, it's real. It's the one created. The one chosen by my beloved. If you didn't want it, it couldn't be here. So, reality is really good. But to us, it's secondary. Because essence, haqiqah, that's something else. That different field is what we are looking for. Anyhow, King was talking to them. First one was good, remember? There was no negative. You wanted the first one to be bad. No, first one was good. How good, remember? Said when he was talking, you will guess that he knows everything. Because in a way he does. He will answer your question in a minute as if a philosopher was thinking about it months. That's how clever it is. The form is here, fantastic. Then he said, okay, go and wash yourself. Then asked the essence, the second one. He said, what about you? He said, what about me? He said, this guy was saying that you're a son of a bitch. And the essence said, as far as I know, he's a good guy. First of all, he's honest. And if he said so, maybe there is something in me. King says, witty. You're talking positive about your friend to look good yourself? Then a long paragraph started. Started with the magical stuff. First of all, the essence represented his case by starting from the beginning. He said, no. It's not fair. What I'm talking about, first of all, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Rahman and Rahim. Those complicated stuff about my beloved, which is full of all the good things to give and all the good things to feel. Rahmat means the gives the gift of God, whatever is good, right? Whatever exists is like that. So it is representing one reality. Really, whatever is here, he created. So he is a very gracious giver. But the part of that, he has a fantastic feeling towards us, which is rahma, which is pity. He looks at us and will see all the shortcomings and he has the pity. This is what? This is not the form. This is the essence. So that's how Rahman and Rahim will complete some adjective that you cannot normally find. This is why these are adjectives of God. Because he is He's the best.